Hello and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Call with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, September 13th, 2013. It is paranormal, sounds like sci-fi, Friday night. So we're looking forward to any of your stories. You can call in tonight if you would like. You can put a question or comment on the fast chat. You can also send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have that open right now. And just a reminder that tomorrow start the wonderful healing intensive calls. Saturday, September 14th, tomorrow, is the first for the month, and that's the four-hour call on which you have the opportunity to charge 7 containers of water to last you through the week. And then the next Sunday, the 15th, then the 22nd and the 29th are 8-hour calls, and you get to spend the whole 8 hours on Creation Lightship having healings done. So we're excited about our show tonight. We have a lot to talk about. I wanted to add that testimonials about any healings you've had are always welcome because that really helps other people when they hear your experiences with different healings. And the first thing we're going to do, as always, is activate the light being. So you can go to creationlightship.com or simply scroll down on the BBS radio website page, and either place you will find a picture of the Creation Lightship light being. Click on it, enlarge it, and Ron will come on and then activate that with peace energy for us. And now I'll welcome Ron to the show.
Okay, everybody, here we go. Let's bring up the light beam, and we'll activate it to bring peace into you and your room. So you might just feel the tension leave you as the light beam gets energized. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you so much, Ron. We've been almost every Friday, and I really like it. I think it feels good for everyone, kind of as for most people, sort of work of Monday to Friday work week. And it's this evening is kind of the end of that. And I love when you do a few clearings to kind of help us all relax and then recharge a little bit for the weekend. So could we have a couple of sample healings? I know you usually do anxiety clearing.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, we'll do one for anxiety. So here we go. And, you know, this was the week of 9/11. So we'll do a clearing kind of related to that, too. But this one could actually fit in there for anxiety. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do one now for trauma. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, everybody, let's see how you're doing out there. And we'll just turn it back over to Ann, see what's happening with people and
okay.
What they might need. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, thank you, Ron. And interesting that you brought up that this week is the anniversary of 9/11, that date, and then today is Friday the 13th, and it's 2013. So I was wondering, because there has been so much superstition around that date, especially, I mean, maybe we should clear every day, but I thought that perhaps if we could clear 9/11/13 and 9/13/13, could we get rid of that?
So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, man. And 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 2013. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Boy, I guess back to you, Ann.
Wow. Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. We do have some requests for other healings and clearings, but I always like to keep our calls basic in case there are people listening who have not been on before or have some questions. And we have an email here asking the best way to contact you, Ron, specifically for the Saturday and Sunday intensives, that they are going to be absentee. And they also wanted to know how to make a different payment arrangement, for instance, if they wanted to send you a check or a money order. So I just wanted to share. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can send it to what we have on the website there. It would be, if you're going to send something in the mail, then it would be to the 404 address there. You can just go on the line and find that. And,
right. On the website, Ron, all the way down on the far left column, I think it might be the very last item there, is contact Ron, and
yeah,
everything is listed.
And,
right.
Yeah, just use that. That'll be fine. And maybe check out to ET Healing Clinic.
Right.
So let's do a, and if you're going to be absentee, automatically just send me an email. That always helps out. But if you pay for it on PayPal, I already know who's going to be on and stuff. So it works out great for that. But if you're kind of in doubt or you're wondering, then an email is always fine. Just send me that you're going to be absentee for that day. And let's see here. I still feel like we need to do a clearing. I feel a lot of energy out there where maybe people aren't feeling too centered. So maybe let's see if you're in your body right, everybody. So first of all, let's see if you're to the left or the right of on center with your finger. Let's do that first. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Bringing you back to center. And let's see if you're in your body properly. Oh, let's take you on and put you back in again. So you could be facing backwards even. So here we go. So 1, 2, coming out, 3, coming in, 4, and 5. Just see how you're feeling. And if you feel different, it's because you were not in your body right. So we could look for some comments on that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. I didn't have a chance to get to this person's email. They wrote in about the 9/11 date that you already did some clearing for us. But this person saying, I think there's a cord that causes stress and anxiety simply because it's that date of 9/11. And did you feel any energies coming in simply due to that date, Ron? Are you
well,
there?
I'm looking here. I don't. I didn't have anything come through.
Okay.
Myself. Nope. Didn't. So.
Well, that's good. And then now you've cleared us of it, so we should be kind of okay about that right now, right?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Great. Okay, thank you, as always, for the questions and the testimonials. I have quite a few emails, Ron, on clsquestions@yahoo.com. Oh, I did just want to say, to follow up what you were saying before about contacting you, the clsquestions@yahoo.com is for the co-hosts of the radio shows to get questions from the listeners to give to Ron during the shows. Anything to do with healings or something specifically to Ron, you want to send that to creationlightship@yahoo.com. Is that right, Ron? creationlightship@yahoo.com, yes. And then Ron gets those
right,
directly.
Yeah. And that's the best way to reach me. That the telephone is very hard for me to deal with right now, so best to do emails.
Right.
Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay.
Let's do a for it's not anxiety, but it's kind of like that. It's where you're all amped up inside and your body's going nuts. It might sound like anxiety, but maybe being over amped. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, boy, people must be kind of antsy out there. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Well, let's see how you're doing, everybody. That was kind of rough. So hopefully you're all feeling great. And, boy, that was a rough one. I guess back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I wonder if some of that has to do with the fact that it's Friday and people are ending their work weeks and maybe have some tension around that. We have an interesting email, and maybe this would tie in a little bit to what you were sensing from the listeners today. Dear Ron, a long time ago I read a lot about the connection between illness and accidents and emotions. Is that something we should still be paying attention to? I'm about to move and have had three different injuries on my feet and legs.
Boy, let's see here. Okay, I guess there's a couple ways to look at it. Maybe where I guess the person is where they're having injuries in a location. So that could be one way to address it. And then are they going to take that energy with them to somewhere else? Let's just say that it's attached to the house or location, apartment or whatever, and they're having situations there. Is that going to follow them? So what would you do with that? Boy. The first thing I'd probably try is maybe the space clearing to see if it can get released. You'd have to look at maybe where you lived previously, possibly, too, although you could be there for a long time. But you might look and see if similar things happened to you in a different location where you lived. But space clearing where you are now may help, and there could be entities attached there who want to trip you up or something, you know, giving you injuries, et cetera. I'd also look at the locations. If you had injuries, maybe you slipped maybe on water in the kitchen, or maybe you're walking down some steps inside the house or outside. Slipping, you know, inside the bathtub or something, or shower. So you kind of want to look at different situations on, you know, is there a common theme to the accidents? So, and, you know, very possibly, this might be kind of far-fetched, but remember the grid lines kind of go typically horizontal and vertical. And you may look at your new location and just see possibly, I don't even know if you'd be able to do this, but just see if you're going to be in the same grid line. No, ley line. It's possible maybe we lived before, just kind of traveled along that and connects to you. So do you have any ideas, Ann?
No, that's a very interesting one, though. You know, that's very important, and I guess, you know, what came to my mind is when you have a fear or something and it starts to manifest in your body, which could be what's happening, you would, you know, also just need to do or redo the emotional body clearing. And perhaps even the mental body.
Yeah.
And mental, because if perhaps you're worrying a lot, if you're going to move soon, and then you could be in your head more than you realize, and you could do the mental
body. Yeah,
maybe
not in your body if you're thinking about moving or something and trying to plan. You know, where you're going. Let's just say that you're moving in a couple of weeks, hypothetically. So you might be thinking about where you're moving as, you know, putting yourself, projecting yourself there to try to look at the areas or the area where you're moving to. Maybe you're going out of body a lot, which you shouldn't be doing, but maybe you are. And, boy. You might just not even be associated with where you are, so you're not paying attention. That could be what it is also. Oh, boy. let's do a clearing for that. So if anybody has that situation here, or maybe they're kind of wanting to move or planning to move, and you might feel that where you're now living is causing you paranormal situations or problems, so you want to get out of there. Let's just do a clearing, and we'll do a space clearing. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy, had one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so I guess back to you, Anne, and we'll just see how people are feeling after this here.
Okay, Ron. Well, I thought that felt really great, and someone was commenting that they were feeling just what you described earlier, Ron, before I read that email about being kind of amped up, and they're saying their body was vibrating, and so they appreciated that last healing that you did. Someone made a very interesting comment about the last email about the person having feet and leg issues. Can she support her own weight? That's a good one, because it could be energetic or physical or both. So that was a great comment. Someone put, crash those timelines, everyone. interesting. Someone is using the space clearing for mice in the house. Can you comment upon that a little, Ron?
Yeah, that might work good. Yeah. Yeah, it may help. Can't guarantee it, but I would give that one a try. Even a timeline clearing. Maybe they're on your timeline and maybe even nowhere else. Maybe they got into the timeline. Some people have commented where they had some freaky things happening since it was a paranormal night. And all of a sudden, they wonder, geez, how did I get all these flies in my house? Or where did flies appear from, you know? I never had flies before. Now I got flies. Or, you know, worse would be maybe mice or rats or something. And all of a sudden, they're coming in not knowing what's going on. So you might, think about that it could be some kind of paranormal experience where maybe the space clearing could help, or even a timeline. Oh, boy. Must be some pretty heavy energy. So I'll do a clearing here to see if that helps. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that felt really, really wonderful. I guess I must have needed that as well. Okay, we have, we have a lot of emails tonight, and we're going to try and get through them all. What can you do if someone cheats you and steals your money? It's my energy they steal, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's basically what it would be, yeah. Let's see here. So let's release the energies here. So this could be one of those reoccurring situations too. A barcode of having that happen, but let's just do some anxiety release or whatever. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, I guess back to you, Anne. I'm trying to see what else you might be able to do here.
Would possibly the dark arts practitioner clearing help that person? If they could put that person's name in, because the person's attacking them.
Yeah, let's do a clearing for that. So here we go, releasing some energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie dokie. So, back to you.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Ron. And I really like that dark side practitioner clearing. I do that a lot, especially, well, I still do it for a former healer, New Age teacher that I used to follow, but also some people that court me. I put that in. So I really like that that clearing. And I'm trying to find, we had an email about that clearing, and I'm just trying to find it now. Shoot, someone had a question about the dark arts practitioner clearing, and I'm just trying to find it. But okay, we can come back to it. Okay, we have a lot of questions here. Here's a good one. What would be the best kind of clearings to do when one has to air travel and be out and about a lot to try to stay clear?
Boy, air traveling is kind of a little different because you're not connected to the earth any longer. I would just do the shrink wrap and just see what that does. But just being connected, boy, I don't know. When I fly, I feel pretty free. Although I do see sometimes alien ships and things around, you know, which isn't too good either because you're getting closer to them. But I would probably just do the shrink wrap and make sure your spirit stays with you.
Right, and do the mind-to-heart drop a lot. You could also be running, you know, the entity clearing and put in that you'll be traveling, you know, and ask the light beings to kind of stay with you. Because that's one of the things that can happen, right? When you're around a lot of people, there are going to be a lot of entities around that might want to attach to you.
Yeah, but plus if you're, you know, in close proximity, you know, on an airplane, next to somebody, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, that's, I don't know what else to say.
Right, right. Okay, here's another one.
Probably won't let you take this on because they don't allow you to have water, but maybe if you brought a bottle, a container, you know, in your suitcase with nothing in it, right, a little spray bottle, and, you know, they would probably pass that as you check in. And then from there, you could get some water and put it in there, and, you know, you're probably hopefully going to be where there's Wi-Fi, might have your computer up and do a water charging. Can't really bring water past the check-in point there, you know, where they...
But you know, Ron, you're reminding me, when you buy those little 4-ounce travel things, you know, like if you want to put your shampoo in it and everything, they're, I use that for our water when you do the skin misting. And I believe they'll let you still take that on the plane. It's been a couple of years since I've been on a plane. But I think you are allowed to take 4 ounces of water, like if it's with your cosmetics and that kind of thing.
I just charge it up and then spray it on your seat.
Yeah, just bring it with you. You could charge it before you go.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
That might help get rid of the bad Scoobies on your airplane seat and wherever you are, too, you know.
Right. Right. Oh, I heard a beep. We may have a caller. Is there someone on the phone?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Hi, Ann. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Fine. Yes, I did want to share a little story with everybody. This movie in front of me is called The Blair Witch Project, and it's about three students who went into the woods, and they were searching for the witch. And what they came across, what I think that happened, is they changed from the present moment to maybe 100 years ago, where they found these voodoo dolls in the trees created by possibly an Indian tribe and piles of rocks that marked off their little village area that people should not trespass on. And then they heard these voices at night, which could have been the Indians talking to one another before they went to sleep. And they were scared and terrified, and they couldn't go back to their compass heading directly north to the road and find the road, because they could have been lost on a 100-year-old timeline where they didn't have the car back then. And so they died there. They found an old 100-year-old home. They died there, and they never made it back. And 2 years later, they found the video clippings that they had gotten from the voodoo dolls and the rocks and everything that they found. But the people couldn't make it back home. They might have gotten trapped into a 100-year-old timeline with the Indians, and they couldn't get back to their car. That's just my theory.
So you're saying that they actually found the real footage of them?
Yes, they found the real footage in this film, The Blair Witch Project, in October 1944. Three students filmed and disappeared in the woods in Burkittsville, Maryland, while shooting a documentary. A year later, their footage was found, the film.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen that movie, but that's very interesting, Larry. You always do notice, as I think we all are to a degree, that there's a lot of paranormal things that are being brought to our attention through the media now, isn't there, Ron?
Yeah, and I'm seeing a lot of weird clouds also, you know, for paranormal stuff lately. Just clouds that don't, you know, like... creating these clouds, you know, they're completely different than what I've seen, you know, ever. Some of like ice cream cones, you know, like if you get one of those soft freeze ice creams or something, ice cream cones, you know, they kind of stick up that way. They're kind of weird. Some have, you know, things dragging out of the bottom of them. Just really weird stuff. Weird puffy clouds, and they're kind of sometimes attached together with some other clouds. Kind of like, you know, just weird stuff. So anybody else has seen weird clouds, you may want to call in and mention it, too.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else, Larry, you wanted to share?
No, that's about, well, I guess there was something else I wanted to share, too. Say you have a John Doe as a relative, and he says bad things about you to other people, and you feel this conscious, subconscious, subliminal commands that he gives them about you, that you're a troublemaker, although you're not. He gives them these, like these subliminal commands, where he won't even talk to them half the time, but some of it may be verbal, and then you feel this negative judgments coming to you. The only way to get out of it is to give up these judgments, but to know that some may be verbal, some may be subliminal judgments that he's sending people about you, and you have to give up the judgments, and they disappear, then you get free. I just wanted to comment about that also.
Well, what do you do, Larry, when you sense that? Do you put the names of some of those people in a healing, or you know, do you do something extra to protect yourself from them?
I do, and then I had a really a big awakening about that, and then I was doing some clearings, and I was awakened out of my tree, really, and I had such a big awakening, and then I was aware, and then I could stop that whole thing. But until then, I was sort of lost about where they start judgments were coming from until I had this big awakening. And
okay. Yes,
I did some clearance, and that helped to awaken me.
Right. So do you feel you're protected now more, that even if people are judging you and talking about you and stuff, you're kind of concerned.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a lot under control now, a whole lot under control. I feel much better about it now because I've awakened to it. But when you're in the dark and you don't know you're being attacked, it's a dilemma. But when you awaken, you know, then you can control it and do something about it and stop it.
Right, right. Have you ever done the curses, hexes, and spells clearing, Larry?
Some time ago I did that, a lot of those. Not recently, I haven't, but I've just been doing these other clearings for that.
Good.
I could possibly go back to that.
It's again, a good one, because when people are thinking about us or praying for us, it's hurting us, because it is like a curse, a hex, or a spell. They think they're being, even if they think they're being nice and helpful, that they're praying for you or something, it's not. It's negative.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, that sounds good. Okay, well, thank you, and I'll talk to you next time then.
Okay, Larry, thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Someone asked in reference to our discussing plane travel, what happens when you fly through a flat bottom cloud? Do you know, Ron?
I don't know. Hopefully you don't feel kind of slimy, you know, afterwards, or, you know, that there's stuff attached to you. I don't know. Is there anybody out there who's flown in airplanes, or maybe even a pilot listening who might want to come on and give their viewpoint of alien ships and stuff? We'll just see what happens. We'll open it up to somebody.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Experience. Back to you, Ann.
We do have some cloud comments on the fast chat. Lots of flat bottom clouds yesterday when I was out. Someone said, I saw a huge animal cloud the other day. Someone said, I've seen many faces in the clouds. And someone else said, I've seen weird cloud shapes. So I guess you're not the only one, Ron, noticing the sky is odd.
Yep, it definitely is odd. Let's do a clearing for, I've been getting information from people on emails and things, and the gist of it is that there's a lot going on between now and next month, throughout October, some really negative things that could be happening. Some could be economic things. Other things could be things coming here, maybe comets or asteroids or something. Don't know what timeline they're on, but you know, there is something. I saw something about with Donald Trump talking about something. There's some kind of video on it where they're talking about the economy is going down very quickly, and then there's stuff about the banks being reset with new currency or something, or they're going to be closing, and they have people on the East Coast then of having like FEMA camps or something, and soldiers that are from other countries being trained to speak English and NATO or something. So I'm hearing all these different things. So let's do a clearing for that. You might even have run across that yourself by watching things, but we get a lot of people talking about these, trying to get help and stuff, wondering what's going on, and I don't have a clue too much, but it seems to be, a lot of it seems to be real, but it could be on the timeline that is there. So we'll do a clearing in a minute for that. We'll get our caller on first, so I think we heard a beep there.
Hello, do we have a caller on the line? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Let's do our clearing then. So here we go. A clearing for coming up, possibly. Maybe.
Wait,
not.
Oh, Ron, excuse me. I think the person's on now. Hi, do we have a caller there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Okay, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, I had a question. It's actually related to the last call about curses and stuff. What would Ron suggest doing about if you live next to a neighbor whose presence is like almost completely demonic. Like they keep like just filling the, they basically make you dread coming home because their aura and everything, and you always hear them out front, but you really can't remove them. And they, it's something like wrong with this person because it's just weird to explain, but it's like a, it's kind of like they're assigned or subliminally attacking you every time they come outside, even if they're just standing there on their porch. It's weird.
Wow.
I think maybe you might try, this may not, thing like maybe the alien to light clearing or something. Maybe the person has alien energies inside of them. And I try that. I think it's a free clearing. If you don't have it, send it to CLS Questions and we'll try to get it for you.
Aliens to light?
Yeah, what it does, it takes, if there's an alien in the body, or the body's alien, or both, it can bring light into the person and make them real. And maybe you know, you're seeing an alien presence in them.
Mm. You know, yeah, kind of like every time.
It's like they're probably pretty much possessed. And if that's the case, maybe that clearing could help them out also.
It seems exactly like that. I mean, if you go outside and look at the person, and he doesn't even look human. It's crazy. And like he's an older man, and he always makes this like loud noise when he coughs, and it's like he's deliberately doing it. It's like it's weird. He sounds like a lizard dog thing or something, and it's crazy. And it's like always out front of my house, and he lives across the street, so I can't really do much about it, you know. And we've already had an altercation about noise before, and so I don't really want to get into that again, you know. So it's kind of like something is controlling him, because he always, it's weird. He always actually comes out whenever I do healings on my laptop, which is kind of funny. It's like, and he makes this loud groan noise like he's a demon or something. It's
wow.
Really strange.
Let me ask you something, Michael. Michael, have you done a space clearing for your own home?
I did it like 2 months ago, but not recently.
Because I had a problem with neighbors in the place I'm staying, and I was trying to decide what to do. It wasn't as bad as what you're describing. It was more just unruly kids and a barking dog and that kind of thing. So I thought, let me just start by first clearing this space and see. And you know what? And it was summer, so the kids were still home. It's like a different family over there. It's all calm and quiet, or else we're just not hearing it and noticing. I don't know. But I know when you do the space clearing, it gets rid of a lot of stuff, and it, I don't know. Does it give us some kind of a better energy around our own home, Ron?
Yeah, it would do that. So might even try that 2,000-year darkness barcode. I'll check out some of the free clearings and put his name in on them and just see what happens there also.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Do you know the guy's name?
No, I don't.
Hmm. Well, it's enough he can say neighbor, right, Ron?
Oh, yeah,
my next-door neighbor, the light beings will know who you're talking about.
Yep.
Okay, so you said alien to light clearing.
Yeah, I think
and
there's an alien
clearing.
To light clearing. So if you just send it over on a question to CLS Questions, I'll send you over the code for that.
I think I'm
yeah, I do all the free healings.
Okay. Thank you.
Okie dokie. Well, let's do that clearing now for stuff that people may have heard about. I'm sure most listeners who are listening probably have heard something as, you know, it comes down the pike here and people talk about it. So here we go. Releasing the energies on this timeline or the timelines that these are on. We'll just see if we can get some relief here. So one, oh, man, a lot of energy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And, you know, we still got the 9/11 energy. Man, it's really strong. So let's release that. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do an entity release. Very possibly, if you're back east or anywhere, we'll say, the people that died during that process, maybe their emotional bodies are hanging around and maybe one could be with you. You don't have to necessarily live, you know, in Manhattan. You know, you could have watched it on TV and they could have hopped into you. It could be, you know, anywhere. But here we go, releasing the energies. If you got connected by an emotional body. So here we go. And it might make you very emotional each time this you know, this date comes upon you. Here we go, releasing that from you or those. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ed, now we'll see if we have any comments on the fast chat there. And we got a beep.
Okay, and thank you for that clearing, Ron. Hello, do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah, hi, Ron. Hi, Ann. This is Raymond.
Hi, Raymond.
Well,
hi, Raymond.
I have another paranormal story.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here's where it gets even stranger. This past July 4th, you may have remembered, I called in about this pill that suddenly showed up on my kitchen counter.
I remember.
That, okay.
Yeah.
So when I looked it up, it was a pill for cholesterol that was no longer manufactured since 2001. Well, I recently had blood work done. And I went to see my doctor yesterday, and we went over the blood work, and he told me that my cholesterol is a little high. Now I'm saying to myself, okay, I thought of the pill that showed up. So now my question is, who or what put that pill on my counter to possibly tell me that, like a warning, because my cholesterol was fine. And now I just found out yesterday from blood work results that my LDL cholesterol is high. It's, you know, it's, there's a normal range and then it's above that normal range. And I'm like, well, my diet hasn't changed. So I'd like to know what is going on here. This is really weird. Any thoughts, Ron?
Well, my thought would be that, kind of weird. But everything is weird here, so very possibly one of those energies that came in to give you the pill maybe had that condition, and or maybe you have a invisible doctor friend that you don't know about that could be you know, trying to help you out, and maybe somehow they took that timeline when he was living, possibly, and drop it into your location, and he dropped the pill off. You know, when things happen like that, it's pretty weird to and hard to really see what's happening. Because there's, if you didn't have timelines involved, then, you know, it'd be much easier to say, oh, yeah, this is what I see. But once you start dealing with timelines, then it's very, very difficult to sort of nail it down. But that's what it looks like to me, is that something new, someone new, we'll say, living or not, that was taking that pill or knew about the pill and maybe was trying to help you. I'm just curious, where you're living, is there any doctors that live in that area, maybe, that could have come to where you're living now?
You mean doctors that were deceased?
Yes, uh-huh.
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah. Well, I think this might play out, and maybe somebody will,
but I'll tell you something.
Or, no. It is pretty interesting. We'll see if anybody else gets an idea on the fast chat or something, but that's sort of what it looks like. Either a person that sees you, knows that you have this condition, and somehow they're able to materialize that pill. Maybe, you know, it could be back in time, you know, like you said, it's 2001, so that's quite a while ago. You know, maybe they're taking that pill on that particular timeline and they were living, and they somehow dropped it off to you.
Okay.
It's not that far-fetched because we lose keys and stuff and they reappear. So, you know, we can say,
right.
Well, yeah, that's weird in itself. So the pill could just be another way of another timeline intersecting with yours, and that could be happening that way.
Okay,
so,
now let me ask you this, something. Let's take it one step further with paranormal. A year ago, or maybe a year and a half ago, this was before I met you, I had a dream where I was in a hospital, leaving the hospital lobby, and the security guard at the hospital said to me, "Hello, doctor," or "Good night, doctor," I don't remember. So I was a doctor in my dream. Now that I know about timelines, is it possible that I'm a doctor on another timeline, and that's me warning me in this on this timeline?
Well, I just sort of typed that into Anne, something similar, that it could have been you on that timeline trying to help yourself out. Oh, Raymond,
if that's
the case, most doctors make lots of money, so maybe you could have them materialize gold coins or something, you know?
Well, I'm not a doctor in this life, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That is an interesting one. That is very unusual and interesting.
So the past of you possibly is visiting your present you. That's not so unusual, you know. What you know about timeline, and you start seeing timelines, then everything that seems to be, oh no, that could never happen, all of a sudden that goes out the window. So there's so many more possibilities of what's going on that it could be possible. So it could be you in, you know, somewhere else doing that to give you a clue.
Okay.
I'll have to see if anybody else is at a similar situation.
Okay.
Very good,
well,
Raymond.
I'm running timeline crashes this week. You know, I've been running them. So I think what I'll do is I'll timeline crash the word cholesterol.
That sounds
by
good.
Cholesterol.
Uh-huh.
And see what, you know, see how that works.
And it's possible
okay.
that maybe the doctor that you're seeing could be the one that dropped that pill off, too. That's another scenario, you know, that he saw you and said, "Well, come and see me someday," and timeline now appeared to you, and now you're seeing him, you know. But the thing about you having the dream of being a doctor, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I'll save my other paranormal story for another time because it's
okay.
getting close to the
yeah.
hour. All right.
Good. Call in next time, and thanks so much, Raymond. Very interesting.
Take care now. Bye.
Yeah, call in next Friday when we do the paranormal stories. okay, we're getting really close to the end of the show. I just wanted to say that people are thanking you for the clearings, Ron, and agreeing that they've been feeling a lot of pressure and tension, et cetera, and the healings that you've done tonight have made them feel better. And someone brought up the natal barcode clearing, and I always say I can't say enough good things about that, and they ran the 9/11 date through there, and I recommend that for everybody, and maybe it would be a good idea to do today's date, again, just because of all the superstitions around the number 13, and really any day that maybe something happened to you or it's something historical in your life, to just run that through the natal barcode clearing. It's so wonderful. Once you're done, you'll, like, forget what you even were thinking about or worried about.
I'll do another clearing for trauma for this week. You know, you still could be connected to it. Let me think. It'd be the timelines probably connecting. You know, Raymond's scenario here and Larry's scenario also about people, you know, possibly being lost around another timeline or going into some energy. You know, you start looking at some of these weird shows or things that people talk about, all of a sudden, you know, you can see where timelines are happening. So, and, you know, you can be living on many timelines. So if you're just experiencing a situation and you wonder why you're so overamped on it or something, it could be because you maybe live 500 timelines, you know, seeing that same thing and want to get those off of you. So here we go. I'll do another clearing for, I don't know, I guess stress, anxiety, whatever you need to have to help you out. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. All the healings and clearings you did for us tonight felt just fabulous. I know everyone appreciates it. We're getting very close to the end of the show already, and I just wanted to remind everyone that tomorrow is a 4-hour call. It starts at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Have 7 containers of water ready, and you can charge one for each day of the week. And then Sunday is the 8-hour call. That starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time and goes, of course, for 8 hours. And you can request your physical healing from Creation Lightship. And there are 2 subsequent Sundays, the 22nd and the 29th. And that whole, the whole month, if you've signed up for these calls, you will be on Creation Lightship. And are there any other announcements you wanted to make, Ron?
I'll be giving people the little bonus clearing here, which will be the robotic mechanical clearing, which will help you out with the robotic parts on you. We'll be doing that. They'll be giving that out probably on Sunday.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, here we go. Let's do a mind to heart drop, everybody, and hopefully you'll be on the calls this weekend. So here we go. Mind to heart drop. So you have to say it out loud that you want to have your spirit connect your thoughts in your head and drop them down into your heart. So here we go. Dropping down, and I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So tomorrow night is Saturday. We have our Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And you have to be live to go there, so maybe we'll see you tomorrow night. Same time, same station.
Bye.
You know, let's see, be there or be square, right? Remember
right.
That? Okay.
Right, and thanks for so much input tonight and emails, and I'll try to get to some more of them tomorrow night.
Okay, bye, everybody. Blessings.
Bye.